Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite. The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Hoi hoi.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
Hello.
You don't have one?
I wasn't ready.
Kyle plays Callus. Or Kyle plays Cam.
Kids fall in love.
Ben, yes! Who plays Callus.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Greetings.
And Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Can I say that I don't understand this kiss, fall in love thing?
Stephanie tried to say
that she didn't, and then I didn't know either, but I pretended like I did, so.
Yeah, I literally, after I said that, I Googled it, because I was like, what is this, actually, that I'm now saying?
Stupid.
It's an anime, looks like. It's an anime.
It is. It's a stupid anime thing that I absolutely adore.
I'm going to just watch this YouTube video real quick. Real fast. Don't worry, guys. We've got time.
It's pretty cute.
So,
All right. I have everything I need to know about this already. Cool. Perfect. Done.
So, last week, you guys made your way to this tavern, which was called the Tiered All Inn. You met with Tinker Gildrop. Tinker Gildrop proposed an adventure, and you guys kind of looked him over, figured this was a good course of action with the promise of thousands of gold pieces, and are now awakening the following day, wherever you were sleeping.
Okay. We are up.
What's your agenda? Okay. As you guys wake up and you make your way down into the tavern, it is full of hungover people. You've been to multiple taverns, but like I said in our last episode, this is a place of, oh shit, I made it out of the desert, I need a drink, or, oh shit, I'm about to go into the desert, I need a drink.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
So everybody is in kind of a poor state of affairs this morning as you make your way downstairs.
Pretty reasonable.
Breakfast is being served. They have a signature hangover cocktail. Because knowing that this is this kind of place, they make sure to cater to the clientele. You can almost smell the smell of it in the room.
I show Cam my really cool pin I got last night.
Do I know the pin from anything? Like, do I recognize the symbol?
No. What would be a streetwise in this?
I guess it's just intelligence.
I guess it would be, give me like a history or just a straight up intelligence check.
I mean, they're the same thing, but 15.
15. You know nothing of this.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But the smell that hangs in the air is of old fish and incense.
Oof. I almost wish I didn't have my sense of smell back.
Smells just like a bar. Delightful.
Okay. All right, Tinker Gildrop readies himself. He makes his way down the stairs. He appears a little worse for wear, but his confident demeanor belays all that. And he makes his way down. He insists on paying for all of your meals.
Oh, delightful.
As he slides too much gold pieces across the counter, the barkeep is more than happy to take his coin. And you guys are furnished with whatever you'd like.
I think then we just kind of get supplies ready to go out in the desert, like water, food, the like.
Protection from the sun.
Yeah. Tinker Gildrop, he's like, I'm guessing you didn't come entirely prepared for a trip through the desert, so let me buy some rations.
Thank you.
As he slides more gold pieces over, and you guys are furnished with stacks of paper-covered bags of food. He also slides over enough handkerchiefs for each of you to cover your faces, as well as some odd pairs of goggles, which you imagine are to cover your eyes from the blowing sands. And they're also slightly tinted so that it blocks the sun and those radiant waves of rainbow light.
Okay.
Seems like he's done this more than a couple times, and he definitely keeps this in stock for people who are entering the desert unprepared.
Right.
That's handy for us. You I'm really sure come it's like
twice
prepared.
The actual price, but
yeah.
Yes, got a great many people coming through here that don't know what they're getting themselves into until they gaze across the rainbow wastes.
And then they cry a little, like...
No, they drink a little, then they cry a little.
Oh, that's a good point. Are we ready, then?
Yes, unless there's anything else you can think that you'd need.
Sunscreen?
I can supply you with some... I don't know, there's a mud puddle out back. Maybe you could cover yourself in that to
you
protect you from the sun.
Cover up, pasty boy. Let's go.
And Tinker Gildrop straps his pack, gets everything in place, and sets out in front of this tavern. As you guys make your way out, there appears to be a sand-worn caravan making its way through of at least 20... wagons making their way through. The fabric appears to be beaten and worn by the sand in the desert. There is different holes and patchwork, and everybody that's coming up almost appears super relieved as they're coming up. People are sprinting for this well that's in front of this tavern as they all just kind of drink from it. And you see this off to your left as you guys stand in front of this small tavern thoroughfare leading into the desert. And Tinker says, okay, well, it's not going to be easy, but it's not that far. It's only like half a day's travel. If we go this way, unfortunately, we're going to have to deviate from the road about an hour and a half in and cut south over the dunes. Usually, that's not something that people want to do, but I believe this map shows where we need to go in the safest route.
Well, lead the way. Right.
Yeah.
Lead this.
Okay. So, Tinker begins to walk down the path. You guys follow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, yeah, just chugging along.
As you guys make your way into the desert, the sun becomes not only blinding, but the reflection off of the sand. I don't know if you've ever experienced like snow blindness or anything like that, where the horizon meeting the sky is almost just like a blinding source of light. As I'm guessing you guys all equip the goggles that were given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can still see the colors of the rainbow as the sand gusts bluster by, but your eyes are protected and your nose and mouth are protected with the handkerchiefs as you guys make your way down this path. You travel for the better part of a few hours, and it's depressing to you as you see the corpses of certain people sitting in the sand. You pass a group of three... that are almost sun-bleached and worn away by the sands of time itself, as it were. This is a perilous journey. But you would know from the geography that these people were probably on the journey for much longer than you would be. The rainbow wastes are very large. It's a good 10-day travel to make it through this. So though they were towards the end of their journey, they didn't make it. And stopping to pick people up like this would be a waste of energy and resources, kind of like Everest. So as you guys make your way, finally you stop, and over the sounds of gusting wind and sand, you hear Tinker Gildrop say, all right, I think we're okay. Here's where we have to cut south. If I can tell by that stone encroachment right there, we go south from here. And he begins to turn and point towards the south. You guys see an endless sea of dunes until it's opaqued by just blowing sand. And he just kind of starts marching onward. Do you guys follow?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, like... I'm just checking on Kibbs, too, to make sure he's all right.
Kibbs is good. Kibbs is fully covered, and he says, over a muffled thing, he says, okay, yes, we'll go this way. Is there anything that you guys need for me to do?
You good, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to hold up the back end and watch for anybody that's going to sneak up on us.
You're doing fantastic. Keep it
okay,
up.
Okay, good. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
As Kibbs brings up the rear, watching for any would-be attackers. And you guys make your way south. Sorry.
It's like when Tinker mentions like the stone outcropping, do we actually see this or is he?
Yeah. No, you see that there's a small ridge, almost like a plateau where like rock juts out and then on top of it are dunes.
Okay.
The wind continually blows in this direction. So as you see it, the wind is blowing towards you off this rock face. So though there are dunes on top of it, there's a sheer rock face.
Okay.
And you guys begin making your way of what you assume south or north or east or west. You're not entirely sure. But you guys begin making your way a direction of Tinker Gildrop's choosing. And as you do so and you begin to travel, you guys are walking over dune for a good 5 hours. And though you understand day and night and all of that, it does not assume that it should be becoming night yet. But as you travel, it gets darker and darker and darker. And the sand begins to cease. The intense blowing wind becomes less and less and less. As you guys eventually find yourself in full night, in a sandless sky, making your way in front of a sheer rock face. With two... On this rock face, you basically see two reliefs in it. About the size of... I don't even know what to compare it to. I'm drawing a blank. About ogre-sized reliefs set about 10 feet apart. And at the base of it, there appears to just be sheer rock. And Tinker says, I think this is the place. Well, we made it.
But where are we?
That's the cave, from my understanding. And he looks at the map, and he pulls out a sextant. And he kind of makes some measurements, and he's like, yeah, I mean, this has got to be it, right here.
So where's the cave entrance?
That's the thing. We've got to say the words, not look at it, and go in. But like I said, I can't say it because I'm not okay to say it. I think that I would probably die.
So what's the words? Open sesame or something?
Well, hold on. What makes you think that the words would kill you, but not, say, me?
Because it's someone of good nature that doesn't have the, like I said, the bane against them is the only one that can open it. Some would say pure of heart, but that's not entirely it. Like I said, I have a proprietor. This proprietor has marked me. For me to say this... I would not gain entrance, and I'm guessing something horrible would happen.
That's pretty fair.
Could you at least draw the words?
Well,
it's written right here. I showed you last night.
Oh, yes. I have drank since then, and I forgot how strong the alcohol could be.
Who remembers what it said?
Nope.
Nope.
Let me look at the notes.
I didn't take any notes, baby.
Oh.
So it said, seek thee out the diamond in the rough.
Seek thee out diamond. Oh, hold on. Seek thee.
Because I don't remember exactly what I said.
I even thought about yelling at you, Lauren. Like, Lauren, type that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The
no,
part
I
that
fucking
I remembered
didn't.
Was diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I remember the diamond in the rough part.
Yeah, that's familiar.
We'll go with that because I can't remember the other words that I said. I was hoping you guys take notes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That
I failed.
That was a mistake, Sean.
That's a bad hope.
That's
of yours.
On
only
that's
you.
On you.
It was something like only you, pure of heart, may enter this hallowed place.
Yeah, sure.
I'll just make it up now. That's what it is now. Perfect.
Crushed it. Okay.
We'll just say ye of hallowed heart may enter this hallowed, or ye of good heart may enter this hallowed place.
Good heart may. Enter this hallowed place. Got crushed it. Okay, hold on. Let me delete this. All right, we're good.
And Tinker points to that phrase, and you see it says here, and says it's the same thing. Seek thee out the diamond in the rough. Ye of good heart may enter this hallowed place.
So I turn to Dagna.
Tinker says, remember, don't look at it when you say it.
No, makes sense. So which one of us is going to say it?
I don't know. I guess which one of us is pure of heart?
That's definitely not me.
I think there's more than one person that qualifies to be able to say it. I also agree that maybe you, Cyrus, should not say it.
I would have to agree with that.
So, either Dagna or Boone, then?
Wait, we're the Purifier? Wait.
Well, I would have... you've got some stories I wouldn't have guessed, but now, Boone, you've got a whole thing going on with a god, but you're still, like, you're chill, right? So... Who wants to do it? You want to do it?
Sigurd looks up at Kallus and he's like,
I don't know.
Have you ever killed anyone that didn't deserve it?
I mean, not directly, at least, I don't think.
Have you ever slighted a person knowing you were doing it intentionally?
Oh, I have done that. I can't do this.
Yes.
But did you have good intentions doing it?
Just say yes.
I don't know if this is one of those things where you can just say yes.
Yeah, no, that's, I know. I just, that's a bad idea.
Just lie about your character backstory.
It's like, you know, it's like in right. Monster Squad with the girl that's supposed to be a virgin. Yeah. Are you guys too young for that?
No.
I love the Monster Squad.
Okay, let's make this simple.
Yes!
Do you feel like you deserve to go to the Nine Hells, Kallus?
Oh, God.
Probably not.
That's pretty much all I think it's asking. You're not a bad person. I've known you.
Well, you don't know everything I've done in my life, but...
No, I don't. But I've never known you to cross someone who didn't deserve it, or cross someone so far that you deserved that kind of fate. And at this point, I think all this is asking is something that's not evil.
So are then you evil?
Cyrus.
Dagna's head, like, staring him down. Are you evil?
In my opinion, the Jedi are evil.
And he pulls up, he's like, all right, fine. And he pulls up, like, a little gem that he looks through at the group. And he kind of is peering through it with one closed eye. You can kind of see it through his sun goggles as he passes around looking at each person in the group. He passes Cyrus, and he's like, oh, no, you can't. And he goes to Boone, and he's like, you could. And he passes Cam, he's like, you could as well. Dagna, yep, you're good. And Cyrus, you're good as well. Or Kallus, you're good as well. So any of you...
But
as far as I know, or Kallus, but yes, Cyrus, he looked at you and he's like, no, you can't do this.
I kind of figured.
Dagna's actually going to shoot a message over to Cam and say, mm-hmm. Notice how he averted the question.
Wait, what was the question? Did you ask something directly to him?
Yeah, I did. I asked if he was directly evil.
Oh, he would have answered. He would have said, no, I'm not, but I made a deal with someone that is evil. And
okay.
And he shows his hand and he's like, look, I'm marked, okay? I'm not trying to lie to you here.
Okay. All right, I'll do it.
I cannot be the one to say it.
I'm on it. Everyone close your eyes.
Boone closes her eyes.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Seek the... All right, you ready?
And I tie a little bandana around my eyes.
That's fair. Seek thee out, the diamond in the rough. Ye of good heart may enter this hallowed place.
And okay, Dagna closes her eyes. Okay, and you close your eyes. Yeah. You hear a roar, and you feel the sand rumble beneath your feet as something is happening in front of you that you cannot grasp because you're not looking. Something great and powerful before you. And
I'm
you hear a voice that says...
with my eyes closed, getting on my magic carpet, just FYI.
Okay. The magic carpet, as you reach for it, is like trying to fly away from you.
I'm doing my best to prevent
and
that
then it,
from
and then it, And then it stops, and as you grab it, you almost feel the magic carpet, like, hug you.
Aww.
Okay.
And you all hear... would this be in... I don't know. I'm just going to say you hear it in common. Touch nothing you do not desire. Oh, wait, sorry. Hold on. Let me try and think how to phrase this. touch nothing, lest ye fall before me. Only your greatest desire may be attained within.
Okay.
And you guys are blindfolded, or covering your eyes, and mm-hmm. the rumbling stops.
Dagna's gonna look at the ground.
Okay. There appears to be... Give me a perception check as you look at the ground.
Okay. 22.
Okay. With your 22, the sand has settled in different places, and you can almost make out a small cobblestoned path, or at least the pattern of which, below the sand.
She's gonna... Whoever's closest to her, she's gonna grab their hand, and if anyone is, and pull them with her to follow the cobbled path. Because I'm still not looking up. I don't know if it's done now or not, but I'm still not looking up.
You can't entirely see this cobbled path. It's almost making the pattern of it. The sand is still settling there, but you do feel your footfalls making some sort of contact with something solid. And are you guys kind of grabbing each other as you make your way down this little path?
Yep.
Okay. As you walk and look down, you see a great shadow all of a sudden there. You can't make out the pattern of this shadow, but as you go further and further into darkness until you're eventually met by some sort of torchlight, and you feel like you're completely encased in a hallway.
Well, that was only mildly terrifying. are we all here?
Yes, you guys are all there. In front of you appears to be a staircase leading downwards.
All right, Tinker, lead the way.
Okay, I don't know where to go. I'm guessing we gotta go forward? In here somewhere. We're looking for an oil lamp.
Let's get looking.
Okay. Are you guys progressing further through?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, assuming I don't like look around and be like, oh, it's right there.
No, you do not. You guys make your way down and down and down for probably about, I'd say, a minute and a half down these stairs. It's never entirely dark. There is a torch everywhere that there would not be light, illuminating your path, not in total light, but also not in total darkness. And you make your way to the base of these stairs. And at the base of these stairs, there appears to be six hallways.
Oh, man.
Cam.
Whoa.
You feel a tugging at your waist as all of a sudden something spirals around you and then is kind of looking at you. What you see is a magic carpet, your magic carpet, looking at you, and it begins to stand on its tassels as it kind of shifts itself around to look at it, and it kind of dances excitedly and then taps you on the shoulder and points down the northwest hallway.
I go down the northwest hallway.
Okay. As you do so, the carpet seems to get larger and larger. And it kind of looks at its tassels excitedly and then kind of is dancing excitedly. And as you make your way for about a minute, you find yourself standing in a great opening. And in this large room appears to be gold. Piled upon gold, piled upon gems, just every single natural desire of the world. There's like liquor pouring out of a wall. This is the Willy Wonka of adult desires.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We were told pretty clearly not to do that, mm-hmm. and we're only not the one item. Right?
And I mean, as you look, there appears to be a great column of stone in the center of the room. And at the top of this column of stone appears to be a shaft of light shining at something on top of it. It is 80 feet high, and it's probably only 5 feet wide in a circular form, almost a pillar, made of stonework. That is not finely made, as though you could theoretically, kind of like cinder blocks stacked amongst each other. Which basically lends itself to being there's a possibility of handholds, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Cam, can you fly up there and see what's up there?
Sure. Wait, you said my carpet was getting bigger and bigger.
Yes. The carpet is bigger now.
How big is it?
The carpet appears to be big enough to carry the entire party, including Tinker Gildrop.
Upgrade.
No. Y'all want to hop on? So we got the luxury model now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
Okay. You guys all hop on the carpet as you begin to fly up and up and up. But about halfway up this, before you just almost get to the point where you can glimpse the top of it, you guys feel squished against some sort of force, as though the carpet cannot fly higher in this room.
I think.
And the carpet reaches its little tassels, but it cannot breach this.
So I think we found the top. Do we see anything different from this perspective with the room?
No, you cannot. You get a good overview of the room. Just all the natural hedonistic wonders of the world are here. sans sexuality, because I don't know how to portray that in the Cave of Wonders, but I'm not gonna, yeah.
So how far can the carpet get from the top of this pillar, Sean?
About halfway.
So
40 feet?
Yes, about there.
What about 30 feet?
What do you mean? Because it's 80 feet tall.
Okay. Is there a clear path to this pillar?
You don't see this force field.
Okay, but
you
is
can
there, like,
see
a
this massive dome. This dome goes up about 400 feet, and there appears to be a shaft of light, like a little hole at the top of this chamber, shooting down a pillar of light at whatever is on the top of this pillar.
Okay, so but on the ground, is there a clear path to the pillar?
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be waiting.
I mean, there. If by clear path you mean gold and every single, like, magic items beyond power.
Nope. Okay.
Well,
whatever you desire is here.
Oh, boy.
Fly closer to the pillar and someone will have to climb the rest of the way.
I want to test something. I'm going to cast my Mage Hand and see if it could go past the pillar or past the force field.
Your Mage Hand cannot pass it. It dissipates as though there is an anti-magic field.
Mm.
Felt like that would happen. Okay.
Who's good at climbing?
Tinker says, not me. I'm good at climbing.
Well, there's your treasure, buddy.
So you think if I just climb up that, that's what I'm looking for?
Possibly.
Good chance.
But if it's not what you're looking for, you don't touch it and you climb back down.
You see Tinker Gildrop lick his lips.
Oh no. We're going to die.
As he disappears from the carpet and appears on the pillar, climbing upwards.
Now, remember, if it's not the oil lamp,
his eyes
come back.
Looked crazed.
Oh no.
Kalis, you better get your friend under control.
He begins to scramble his way up the pillar.
Kalis, do you want to get over there?
Yeah, Kalis jumps onto the pillar to start climbing up.
Okay, we're going to have some contesting checks here.
Can I distract Tinker?
I'm going to do this in Discord.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Kalis and Tinker currently, right? And Tinker says, this is it! This is what I'm here for, Kalis! As he reaches for the next handhold. As he reaches for the next handhold, grabs a hold of it, but he's struggling to get his next arm up. You have a chance to try and catch up to him.
Go, Kalis, go!
All right. Wow, you got a good plus on that.
Can I give Bardic Inspiration?
Yes, you can give Bardic Inspiration to him.
All right. Go, Kalis, go! That's it.
All right, and Kalis starts trying to climb up as fast as he can.
You are one behind him, you can catch up here. So if you make a successful climb check, you all can right. At least get next to him.
You got this, Kalis.
17.
17. You make a successful climb check. You see him dangling by one arm, but you make yourself up next to him. And he says, Kalis, this is what I've been looking for. Just let me get it.
Are you seem different.
Make me an insight check.
20.
He did talk about wanting something here. But you're beginning to get the sense that it's not in your best interest. As he makes another climb check, he crit fails. As he slides down 5 feet but holds on, you are now 5 feet ahead of him. Or 10 feet ahead of him. He drops, grabs a handhold, and is looking up at you.
Kalos keeps climbing up the pillar.
Okay, make me a climb check. You need to make 3 successful ones to get up there. He needs to make 4.
16
will get you further up. As he says, no! Kalos, it's mine! As then he makes his next climb check, 25. He makes himself within 10 feet of you. Make me another climb check.
9 plus you, whatever. What's
your... A D8!
15.
You make it another 10 feet up, as now he's 20 feet behind you.
Can I...
He's going to make his next climb check, and now he is up. They are beyond the magic field.
Can I cost... they're beyond the magic field.
Yes, so you are within 20 feet. He is within 30 feet. These are 10-foot climb checks.
Can I cast message to Kalos and say, how badly do we need to stop him?
Does it work? Or
yes, it does not work. You do not hear that.
Fuck, all right. I'm going to, at some point, I'm going to develop a complex for wanting to hurl a javelin at everybody. But I'm wondering if that would work.
It's at this point that you notice almost an unearthly presence in his hands as he has claws that you've never noticed before when you look down at him.
Can I hurl a javelin at him?
I can absolutely hurl a javelin at him. It's a mundane javelin, correct?
Yep, just a regular old pointy stick.
Yep, it hits.
4 piercing damage.
Okay, as it kind of impales through his shoulder a little bit, just a little blood spurls off.
Put it down.
As then, whose turn was it? Was it yours, or is it mine?
I think, you just rolled, so I think it's mine.
Then it's you. Yes. Wait, if I get you are within attacks, 20 feet. 2 more successful checks will get you up to the top.
If I get 2 attacks in a turn, does it's that a 15. Mean 2 javelins?
Yes, you can make a second javelin.
20 and 7.
20 damage. Hits, yes. As you kind of impale his shoulder again, actually this time you get his thigh as it rips into his thigh, but he pulls his leg aside and lets it pull out of his leg as it rips and tears flesh.
Ooh, okay.
He says, Kalos, this is for your own good!
Oh, I don't like that.
Ooh, 6.
Okay. You're held there as you're kind of trying to find handholds. He does a 26, and he is within, because you were, how far did I say you were ahead of him?
I think I was only 10 feet ahead of him.
Okay, so he is neck and neck with you at this point.
Come on, Kalos, you can do
his
it!
His side does not look as good as yours did, though. You have made your way to this point, so his next check will be at disadvantage.
All right. 12.
12. You cannot find a handhold. As he's reaching around, he can eventually find one with his left foot. Shit. As he begins to make his way up. He's within 10 feet of the top, but he does not have a good spot to grab onto. Again, it will be at disadvantage for him. You have found the right path. He has not. Make me another check to get even with him.
7.
Oh, I was going to ask.
7 will not do it. He's again at disadvantage.
Oh, no.
27. Jeez. As he pulls himself up and he says, Kalos, this is for your own good. As he is now standing on this precipice, make me another check.
Another climb check?
Yes, another climb check.
8.
Nope, it will not suffice. He is standing before this brilliant light. You guys can see him illuminated as he walks up to something. What were you going to say, Dagna?
I thought I had something, but I don't think I do.
You got a crossbow?
You know. How far away is he from me on the ground?
Are you on the ground or are you in the carpet?
Well, I'm on the carpet. How far away is he from me?
At this point, let's see, 45 feet.
45 feet? Okay. I'm just gonna have to do it. I want to cast Crown of Madness on him.
Okay.
And
there's
no effect
because there's an anti-magic field.
Oh, tits. That's right. Oh, fuck.
Would anybody else like to make attacks or do anything to try and stop him as he's standing up there to impede his progress?
I have an idea.
Do it!
All of you now can fall in initiative order to, like, whatever order you want to try and stop this from happening.
Okay.
It was initiative as they were climbing. You guys were kind of trying to figure out what was going on. We can either roll initiative right now if you would like to do this, or you guys can just all call it out. You guys all get your chance.
Matt, we'll just let this thing set our order, but okay. Matt, you go first anyway.
Okay. I am going to, first off, use my bonus action to Misty Step as close as I can before the anti-magic stops me.
Okay, so it gets you, if you noticed where they jumped off to, it gets you about 40 feet down.
Okay.
So you can see the top of the pillar from 40 feet down. You cannot see him, though.
Oh, I can't see...
As though he's going, like, you're looking up a pillar, and you can barely, like, you're looking up at the top of it.
Well, if I can't see him, I can't do anything. Never mind. I can't see him, so my idea is moot.
Can I hurl more javelins, I guess?
Yes, you can.
Because that I can do. That's a thing. So I do.
How much damage did you do already?
I did previously the 11 damage, and a 21 and a 14.
Okay, the 21 hits, the 14 does not. As a javelin pierces through his shoulder, it appears to go slowly through his shoulder. Oh. And as it does so, that's going to give Callus another climb to get up there.
Can I shoot him with my hand crossbow?
Yes, you may. So, Callus, make me another climb.
Oh, I was going to give him inspiration, but...
You can give him inspiration if you would like.
Callus, get your ass up there, please!
All right. Well, let's see if I can get an 11.
Well, I thought you had inspiration... Or are you doing bardic inspiration?
Bardic inspiration, that's all I can do. 11
will not do it. As this javelin... So what you basically see is you see a javelin go up, and as it crests the top of this, it goes slowly, and it makes its way through his shoulder. You see the blood kind of splatter out very slowly as he's making very slow steps.
Oh, no.
To the center of this.
Sean, I forgot to ask, since... Kyle was able to throw his javelin. Could I possibly throw my halberd? Or is it just too heavy for that?
No, you can throw your halberd. Your halberd's magic, though, correct?
Yes and no.
But you can retrieve it to yourself.
Yes.
So you could attempt this. You're not going to lose your halberd if you attempt this, because you can obviously call it.
Right.
You're down below. I'm going to say you're... Give me a... what would be something like battle tactics? Because basically you need to loft it up for then it to come back down or hit him on the right spiral, if that makes sense.
What I was thinking is halberds have hooks on them, so I was thinking maybe if I throw it the right way, it could hook onto him and pull him down.
Okay. Give me a attack at disadvantage at this point, because he's got coverage.
Yeah, disadvantage. And crit miss, of course.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you guys as much as I can.
It's, whatever happens will happen, my dude. Yep. It is
Boone,
okay.
You haven't done anything yet. Is there anything you would like to attempt to do?
Yeah, I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark. Okay, and then I am going to throw a dagger at it. Working on it.
Yep. Oh, you got it.
You got it.
An 18 hits, a 13 misses. So four piercing damage.
But then I have the Hunter's Mark, which is...
Oh, but that's a spell, though.
Yeah. The spell make it through it.
So you do the four piercing damage.
That gives you another climb check. Did you do that previous climb? Or you did that one. Do me one more to get within 10 feet of the top, I believe, is what it is. Because you were 20 feet behind, correct?
I thought it was 10.
You can be 10. You can get right to the edge if you would like.
All right. I'm gonna use my actual inspiration to give myself advantage on this.
Okay.
You can do this.
Nice! Yeah.
You reach the edge, and when you do, you pull yourself, you're holding yourself by your shoulders at the top. Tinker Gildrop is within, like, you could grab his ankle, but he is walking towards a small pedestal that holds an oil lamp on top of it, and he is reaching out for it. You need to do something on this turn to stop him. if you are trying to stop him.
Kallus is going to just call out to Tinker. Tinker, what are you doing?
And you hear...
Why are you doing this?
I'm trying to save you. I don't wanna have to kill you.
So he...
That's not good.
No.
What's he saving us from?
I don't know, but maybe, I don't know.
Hold my hand, because I have a feeling things are going to get dicey.
Boone holds her hand.
That was just speech. You can still make an action.
You know what? After he says that, Kallus, like, just goes up to, like, stands next to him.
So you get up on the edge, but there appears to be something that slows time when you get up there. But the moment he grabs this lamp, let's roll initiative really quick.
Cyrus had an 18, came in a 21, and Dagna's got a 23.
Okay, I will roll initiative. So basically, has everybody rolled initiative? Dagna, you see, you hear a as the magic in this room begins to cease. You see all the gold and everything disappear out of this room. It just appears to be a barren chamber with a waterfall coming from one side. And this great stone pillar, and you see Tinker Gildrop holding a lamp.
I'm going to shoot a message to Kallus in hopes that he can get it. I really don't know if it will or not, because the magic just dispelled. I'm going to tell him, get back to the carpet now. And that's going to be my turn, I think.
Okay. Kallus. We're going in initiative order.
Yeah. Kallus looks at Tinker. So now that you have that, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to keep you safe.
And how are you going to do that?
He just looks at you. That was just speech. You can still make an action.
Kallus readies an action to jump off onto the carpet if Tinker does something aggressive towards him.
Okay. And we're going to move on to Cam.
So the force field stopping me has dissipated? Like
yes,
that carpet?
It appears the room is completely mundane now.
Can we shoot up to the top?
Yeah, you can fly up there. You are... what's the movement speed of the carpet?
I think 60
Add
feet.
10. Okay, yes, you can make your way up to the top.
All right, so then we make our way up to the top.
Okay.
Javelin in hand. And as soon... I want to basically... Here's a visual for you. I'm going to turn to the everyone else on the carpet and say, hold on, we're doing something. I'm going to take two more javelins, because apparently I carry a duffel bag of javelins. I'm going to have a javelin in each arm, and then somehow convince the carpet, you know, to shoot us straight up so that as soon as we cross the threshold and, you know, that Kallus isn't standing in my way, I'm just going to hurl both of these fuckers at Tinker.
Okay.
I'm just assuming, I don't know if there's still a magic thing. I don't know what there is, but...
Yeah, you would assume that the magic in this room has become mundane. It would become apparent to you that it's mundane now.
All right. Well, then in that case, if I'm fairly convinced that I can do something, I am going to... let's see. Yeah, I'm just going to basically do the same thing, except I'm actually going to cast a spell instead, which is Inflict Wounds.
Okay.
I definitely miss.
You do miss with a 9.
It was apparently a touch spell anyway. All right, well, yeah, I fuck up.
As you do so, he looks over at your shoulder at you.
Yep.
Rubs the tarnish off the lamp. And as he does so, a great red smoke pours out of the front of the lamp.
Uh-oh.
And out pours a being that fills 80 feet of the chamber. And it says,
10,000 years will give an Afridi a really angry demeanor.
And Tinker Gildrop says, I wish Cam, Cyrus, Kallus, Boone, Dagna, and who am I missing? Cam, Cyrus, Callus, Boone, Cam's. Dagna. That's all of them. I wish Cam, Cyrus, Callus, Boone, and Dagna were trapped in this lamp safe forever.
Counterspell!
Oh, make that shit happen.
Counterspell!
Make that shit happen.
I'm so scared. Okay, it's a d20 plus my charisma modifier, right? My spell casting.
Level are you casting it at?
Third level, because it's the only fucking high level spell slot I could have used. Because
this is a level 9 wish.
21! 21!
So you cast it at third level, and then what does that mean?
So I have to beat the spell DC, which is what again, Ben?
10 plus the spell level.
So that beats wish?
Yes! Uh-huh.
As the Efreeti hands formulate this spell, it seizes down upon you, and Dagna, you just hear a whoom fill the room as this Efreeti is blown back. The lamp clatters down and falls onto the magic carpet as Tinker Gildrop drops to his knees and he says, "What are you doing? Trying to keep you safe? No!
You fucked with the wrong crew.
I don't feel like being in a lamp, thank you.
You
don't know what you're doing!
I pull
Asmodeus is gonna get you and me and all of us!
Is that your master?
As Tinker Gildrop stands up, looks at the group, and falls backwards off of this massive pillar.
What? Sean, can I jump after him?
Yes, you may. Action?
Can I?
And I think guess, dart that the that is where carpet. We will finish okay. this episode.
Oh man! Oh shit!
Holy shit!
Now, huh?
God.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
I want to know what Sean's plan was for this. Like, what was your plan?
I'll tell you later.
it's gone shit. Now.
No, I have a plan. I had a plan for both.
Okay. All right. Really?
Okay. God. Okay.
As always, shit, man. As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi or texting/calling the champs line. That's 7575 champs. You can join our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. We've been doing weird little bonus episodes. Some of them are good. And actually, I edited the most recent one. It's pretty funny. You can, let's see, join our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. And you can, of course, just tell a friend that this is a good podcast and that you think they should check it out, because you probably know someone who would enjoy something like this. I know that sometimes I do. sorry. Fuck, man. I'm still really, like, that was a hell of a turn there that just happened.
Oh, my God.
And that's probably one of the best deploys of Counterspell in any game I've ever
played. That was so great.
I'm sorry for screaming.
No.
I got sorry.
That was so good.
Exactly.
Sorry. Oh my distracted. God. As always, you can, of course, follow us on Twitter @TabletopChips. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM and very fucking pleased. That was really good.
I'm at the Void Man. This is it's crazy, Sean.
Also, the O is a zero.
That is true.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Step.
And I'm at the Nat1Lady.
I mean, until next time. Damn, Gina.
Damn,
bye.
Son.
Bye.
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 Doodles.